and had crowned him with glory and honor. God made him to have dominion over the works of his hands and put all things under his feet. Once it was so. Now is man Lord of the creation? Look at him. Ha! I see plague. She has invested his form, is incarnate in his flesh, has entwined herself with his being, and blinds his heaven-seeking eyes. Lie down, O man, on the flower-strown earth. Give up all claim to your inheritance. All you can ever possess of it is the small cell which the dead require. Plague is the companion of spring, of sunshine and plenty. We no longer struggle with her. We have forgotten what she did when she was not. Of old navies used to stem the giant ocean waves, betwixt Indus and the pole for slight articles of luxury. Men made perilous journeys to possess themselves of earth's splendid trifles, gems and gold. Human labor was wasted. Human life set at naught. Now life is all that we covet. That this automaton of flesh should, with joints and springs in order, perform its functions, that this dwelling of the soul should be capable of containing its dweller. Our minds laid spread abroad,